Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have another man who decided that today was the day for him. Oh yeah. Now this article was published on the 6th of April. Mesa man accused of terminating girlfriend told friend she had been quote-unquote nagging him. Now, one must ask, why are there no laws on the books in regards to the mental abuse that women subject men to all the time? Yes, gentlemen, it is a rhetorical question. But I do find it very ironic that everything that a man does that does not directly serve women, women can say, oh, you're being abusive. Oh, you're not going to give me your money? That's financial abuse. Oh, you're not going to let me do whatever I want? That's controlling and insecure behavior. However, there's not a single law on the book that talks about gaslighting, manipulation, nagging, or anything that women hurl towards men in their forms of abuse. Yes, we know all the laws are physical in nature. However, once again, not a single law is on the books when it comes to the mental abuse that women always use. But one day, maybe there will. In my humble opinion, if there were laws on the books against stuff like that, you would have less men putting on the mask. Because trust and believe, not every man is going to just bow down and cower like society really wants men to do. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Mesa man is behind bars after he allegedly fatally shot his girlfriend in the back of the head Tuesday. So my man definitely went execution style. Court documents show he gave several conflicting accounts of the event and told a friend that she had been quote unquote nagging him for several days. So, basically, she kept poking the bear. She kept poking this man, trying to provoke him. She just wouldn't let it go. On Tuesday, around 1:30 p.m., 48-year-old Timothy Stauffenbeil called Mesa police to tell them that he had accidentally shot his girlfriend while cleaning his gun. Officers arrived at his home near Guadalupe and Sosamon Roads to find the woman sitting on a couch in the living room with a beach towel covering her head and body. First responders pronounced her deleted on the scene. Investigators soon learned that the police were not the first ones he called. Prior to calling the police, he placed a call to his friend in Oklahoma and reportedly told him that he had, quote unquote, shot the victim and that he didn't know what to do. He said that she had been, quote unquote, nagging him and carrying on for a couple of days. Once again, she didn't let it go and she kept fucking with this dude. He told his friend that he got up from the couch and shot the woman. He also called his mother and told her that his girlfriend had just gotten back into town and was, quote unquote, upset over various things. He reportedly told his mother that the victim scratched him earlier in the day and admitted that he shot her. So not only was this woman mentally abusive with the nagging, she decided to take it up a notch and actually put hands on him. When speaking to the police in person, he told officers that he had been in the garage and came back inside to see his girlfriend, quote unquote, sitting on the couch with a gun to her head. He claimed he rushed towards her to stop her from harming herself, and the gun went off while he was trying to grab it away from her. Stephen Beal then denied shooting his girlfriend. According to the report, he claimed that the scratches seen on his arm were from his dog. Well, if there were scratches on his arms, obviously that would be defensive wounds. Just saying. He was arrested on suspicion of second-degree termination and is being held on a $1 million bail. The victim has not been identified. Well, another woman who decided to become the bane of a man's life. She kept nagging him. She kept provoking him. Whatever was on her mind, she couldn't just sit down like a rational adult and actually talk to him. Nope, she decided whatever problems that she was having, she was going to take it out on him. And as long as he was not going to do anything about it, she was going to keep nagging, keep provoking. Yeah, what happened? She poked the bear one too many times, and the bear decided to take up arms. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the burner, the problem-solving pistol, gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 10 because he actually told his mother about what he did. And now she knows that she has to go through all of the pain of knowing that her son is going to be in jail for more than likely the rest of his life. Gotta give that one a 10. And of course, for the brutality factor, execution style, one and done. Messy, yes, brutal, no. So I gotta give that one a 5. So Timothy, sure shot, Stephen Beal gets a score of 30. Gentlemen, we have to take a look in history. As a matter of fact, Hollywood. Now, how am I equating Hollywood? How am I bringing Hollywood into this? Gentlemen, you have to understand the programming through movies of the past about how women were allowed to, you know, slap men, you know, talk as much crap about men, do all sorts of horrible things to men. But then they want to hide behind this phrase that they love to justify bad female behavior. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. No. Once again, that's one of those programmings that we men have installed into our systems. Yeah, hell have no fury like a woman scorned. No, women can only be violent through proxy violence, i.e. they start sending out the simp wolf whistle to get other men to be violent on their behalf. Yeah, when you look at a lot of videos, especially today, women do what they do, especially get physical with men, as long as they know that there are other men around that will rush to her defense. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Then you have the men who are raised by single mothers and weak fathers who tell them, never put your hands on a woman, no matter what. No. No. Mm-mm. Another reason why equality should be taught to young people. If you put your hands on someone, guess what? You don't get to control how that person responds. No, you don't. So, with that being said, the idea of hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, you know where I'm going with this, gentlemen. The counter to that argument, the most dangerous creation of any society is the man with nothing to lose, because he will take action himself. Women still rely on other men to protect and fight for them. So yeah, there is no fury in women. All manipulation. Period. Point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who somewhat get off on the idea that nagging a man is something cute, that provoking a man is all funny, trust and believe. The power you think you have to continue doing that is going out. Feminism and the idea that society is going to continue to pigeonhole men to where they can't respond is going out right along with it. Because believe you me, like HMT's little brother, a lot of women are going to fuck around and find out the hard way that more and more men in this society are no longer restraining themselves. And what a glorious time to live in. Oh, yeah. Equality, ladies, it's going to be given to you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.